What is up, everyone? Welcome to Growing with Shadow. I'm here just chilling with my man Scott from Herbs Now, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Herbs Now dryer and drying cannabis and some of the misconceptions that are out there. So Scott, man, how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing real good.
That's great, bro. So, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. Very happy to be here. Awesome, man. Thank you, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, bro.
Absolutely. I got into growing cannabis just basically like everybody else. My wife worked in the cannabis industry for almost 10 years. And when Michigan went medical, the boys over there at Clonex are great bunch of guys over there. They encouraged me to, wow, you ran a lab, you know, laboratory stuff, you know, pH, TDS, all that stuff is second nature to me. And they started getting into it. And because of my laboratory background, I realized when we got to the drying process, things just weren't coming out right. So investigating the methods out there and looking at all the different things on the websites, and there's a lot of copy and paste out there, a lot of people just repeating the same stuff. It just wasn't working for me. You know, I was getting hay smell. And now I hung dry for almost 2 years before I made the dryer. And I've seen it all, guys. I've seen the mold. I've seen the hay smell. And I could afford one gram of my product. You know, it was all very important back then. So I started doing more research. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And I seen on a website, talking about drying, and they said never use a food maker. It is too high a temperature. So a light went off in my head. I was like, well, it's too high. Let's just lower the damn thing. I went and got a food maker. And this is like, we're talking 13 years ago now. And tore it open, looked at the temperature. I changed the resistance on it so the temperature wouldn't go so high. I knocked it down about 10 degrees. And I started using the dryer like that. And I circled like, yeah, check out the buds, you know, and everybody just started loving it. They were like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, well, it's in the drying process, guys. It's, you know, you want a nice consistent dry down, and that's going to eliminate a lot of issues.
And that is the key.
One day my wife came home and I told her, I said, man, I go, we got to try and make this. And she goes, we can do this. And we started looking into it. I found a manufacturer. About 3 months later, she quit her job and we went full force with Herbs Now, you know, getting it out there, getting it ready, showing, growers, and we hit the ground running ever since. And it, as you know, Shadow, it's a highly controversial topic. And I didn't do this to be controversial. I didn't do this to be an agitator or to be controversial. I simply did this to bring another method, another process to the cannabis community. So if growers don't like their end results, they can check out the dryer. And that's my whole gift, you know, the whole beginning, I guess you could say. And it's in confrontational, from the very beginning. But there's been a lot of Shadow. There are growers out there that absolutely love the dryer and will not dry their bud any other way now. There was a lot of skeptics at first or non-believers, and they said I'm gonna buy the dryer. I'm gonna buy the dryer. Let's see how this goes. They followed the method. They asked me questions. They had an excellent dry down, and they've been using the dryer ever since. And we've been running ever since, Shadow. It's It's amazing. It really is amazing. When you make a product and it starts to take off and you see it take off, it was amazing.
Yeah,
And
buddy.
we've been
Yeah,
doing this
man.
now
I
for
mean,
6 years, over 6 years. And
6 years, man. That's
I
that's
don't,
awesome. I stumbled
I don't
across
see any
you.
change.
Yeah, I was gonna say I stumbled across you about a year ago, and bro, it changed everything for me because exactly everything you said, having gone through the hang drying process, now playing devil's advocate, the hang drying process can work if done super properly and all of the misconceptions are thrown out the window, like keeping your plant together as a whole. That's a giant misconception, that people like that nostalgia of seeing a giant plant hanging, when in reality, you should definitely break the buds at least off of that plant and hang them individually so that there's good airflow around the plant, you know. But that's back to what you've done with your product, is streamlined all that into consistency. And that's the word when you're drying cannabis. It's really whatever method you are choosing, it's finding the method that works for you, that is consistent and gets you down to that range of RH within the plant, within the stem, that you want to then put away and store.
Exactly.
And that's what you've done.
Exactly.
Now, when so I get a lot of questions from some of the videos that I've put out about your product in the past. I get questions in the comments. I get questions on Instagram. And I'm gonna kind of run through some of the questions that people have asked me, and me and you are gonna chit chat about
Hit
that.
me.
So, first thing, when you break down the plant for the herbs now dryer, how do you prefer that you do it? What do you recommend? And just kind of give us an idea.
Okay, so the plant's ready. You're going to chop like a really large plant or just a small, like
Yeah, like
autoflower, a couple
let's talk
ounces.
about that in general. The capacity of the unit, what do you think the capacity of the unit is? And in general, and what would you do? Let's say I have one plant. I'm hoping I get the most off of that plant. How much do you think I could actually get in the unit, and how should I go about that?
Okay, so if you just have one herbs now dryer with five trays, that is capable of drying 9 ounces of dried bud, okay, when configured correctly. With five trays, you'll be able to dry 9 ounces of bud. So it's a pretty good sized plant. If you start chopping it up and grow it, a 9 ounce plant is a nice sized plant. Now, the best way to fit all that in there is way. We'll take two trays and remove the bottom of the top tray. This creates a cavity, and you fill this cavity in with the buds standing up like Christmas trees. There you were. My fists are, yes, perfect. That is the ultimate loading right there. Right there, that is exactly what you want. Put a bud in there about, I don't know, 3 inches until it, because the other tray, when you get that tray all filled in, you're going to have another tray come down on top of that, two more trays also, and the bottom of, you want the tip of your bud to just be able to just touch, there you go, there you go, touch the bottom of the next tray so you get maximum head space. Okay. So you're going to fill in the buds like snugly touching each other. Exactly. Exactly. And you keep loading with
Yeah,
that configuration
and
that I
there.
just showed the viewers. With that configuration, that looks a little bit on the long side for the next tray to come down if you were to stand it up like a Christmas tree. But with that configuration, you'll be
Yeah,
able to
yeah,
get
yeah.
4 ounces of bud when that tray is filled properly. So you'll be able to do that
This came out of
twice.
Yeah.
What's that?
This came out of your dryer right. This came out of your dryer right here, and
Okay.
that right there is supple. It's got sticky icky to
it. Yeah, it's got a little bounce. I see it. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's coming straight out of the dryer. This has been cured. It's good to go, man. And look how big that's a good size bud. You know what I mean? I had that thing stacked in there, wall to wall, just pushed everything together as tight as you can get it.
That's awesome. It looked wonderful. So you'll be able to do 2 of those 4-ounce trays. That'll be 8 ounces. And then you're going to have a tray and a lid left over, which will hold some smaller chunks. And that'll be about another 1.25 ounces roughly you can fit in it. And that is just over 9 ounces with the 5 trays. Now, when you expand that to 8 trays, you will be able to make 4 those what I call the Big Bud spacer trays with the 2 trays with the bottom taken out of the top one. You'll be able to do that 4 times. And of course, we know 4 times 4 is 16. Now, of course, yes, bud density plays a little role in all this. And, you know, if you got wispier buds that aren't as dense, you know, that's going to be a little harder to hit those numbers. But, you know, your average dense bud in a little practice, it takes a little practice, a few times loading for most, to get the idea of, you know, what exactly is happening. But, yeah, it's very achievable.
Awesome, bro. So that being said, let's talk about the next question that I get a ton of questions about is the RH of the room, the humidity of the room that the actual unit is sitting in. Do I need to add moisture? I get this question a ton. I know the answer to this, but Scott, I'm going to have you run through it and kind of just give your opinion on what you consider needing to do with the RH in the room.
Okay. I set my dryer up. When I did the testing for it, I tested all kinds of temperature ranges. All kinds of, where I set the temperature at is an excellent range for if the grower is in a low humidity environment and a high humidity environment. Now, when I say low, I'm talking 40% under, and when I say high, over. So growers that are like in Florida, some of these guys are dealing with 80, 85% humidity sometimes. What this happens is when they try to dry their buds, herbs, now they're dry time. It might be 140 hours until the stems break. With the lower humidity, here in Michigan, we have dry winters and dry time 96-hour mark. It might be 110, it could be 92. It's up to the grower's discretion to check the buds, you know. And will the dryer overdry? No, can't overdry. Shadow, I did lots of testing on this. I did laboratory testing. I dried the buds as dry as they could get. I took them to the laboratory, I got the numbers, and that is how the herb now, you know, compete against the slow and low methodology. And it's, yeah, I honestly, there's a lot of fear out there, okay? The Canada put out a lot of fear, and a lot of growers are just scared. They are scared to dry their bud. And there is no reason for that. The dryer will not get hot enough. The dryer is not going to damage anything. I like to tell the growers that it's almost like a lie detector test, Shadow, because breeders are using the herbs now to zero in on different phenols that they like, different aromas. The dryer is retaining more aromas that they can pinpoint and see what they want to continue with or not continue with. So it's a really valuable tool in the, it's coming, a really valuable tool for some people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. So like the stem snapping, the whole stem snap, that's something I want to real quickly clear up. When he says stem snap, he doesn't mean it breaking all the way off. He doesn't mean it just snapping off and it's falling to the ground. He means it's
right. It doesn't grow out. You're going to get a
yeah.
pink.
There's going to be a fiber. There's going to be
fibers holding it. Yes, correct.
Yep. Exactly.
You'll have some fibers holding the stem together.
It's going to snap. It's just you're going to hear a crack, and you're going to want to know that there is a little residual moisture. Just the time, it's like we're talking 10-12%, right? Little bit of moisture inside that's going to work its way back out.
The bud stems will usually start breaking anywhere between 8-11%, 6-11%, depending on environment. But again, this is just the drying process. There's no curing happening yet. We want to get the moisture level. Yeah. We want to get the water activity down to a point to where the stem breaks. Okay. And once that happens, you can then begin to bring the moisture back to whatever your preference is.
Yes.
The reason we want to dry this way is because lingering moisture causes a lot of problems. If you don't have the proper airflow, dropping at a nice steady rate during your dry down, this is going to give opportunities for not just mold spores to germinate, but microbes. And when these microbes start to flourish, they start to digest the bud, and then they give off gases. And these gases are what growers smell. This is the hay smell. So in order to eliminate the hay smell, you got to have water activity dropping at a nice consistent rate. And once that starts to happen, the mold spores can't germinate, the microbes can't flourish, and you end up having more of whatever's on that bud. Another thing that happens is consistent dry down, and it's not talked about in the cannabis community at all, is oxidation. Oxidation is a constant threat to our buds as soon as you chop that plant down. Just like an apple, I use an apple as an example. When you bite into it, it doesn't take very long when it's sitting on your table for it to start to turn brown. This is the same thing that is happening to our buds. They're under constant attack from oxidation, even though we can't see it. So we want to have a nice consistent dry down. We don't want to have an extended dry down because we want to retain as much as we can. Not important at this time when we're drying. We'll have plenty of time to bring the moisture back to the bud once the drying process is complete. Okay? Plenty of time. The moisture, guys.
Yes.
The moisture is going to come back whether you like it or not. You can't stop it. Okay. It's going to come back. Absolutely. It might take a week, depending on, like, if you have a high humidity summer day and your jars are in the high humidity room, it might take a week. It could take 2 months if you're in a dry winter environment. I've had buds that took 3 months to start to get spongy again the way you did, but that's just how it works. It's going to come back. And we don't want it to come back fast. We want it to come back slowly so we can control it, have control over it, and eliminate the guessing game.
Exactly. What I've learned most about the process using your dryer is like playing a guitar or like learning any kind of new instrument or new tool that you may be utilizing. You actually have to learn how to use it. You can't just go in and expect to drive a Ferrari at its full max and hit all the curves and not wreck it. So learning how to dry your cannabis correctly, it's not just the dryer's concern, right? Like, you have to monitor this. Like you said, you may need longer time. You may need shorter time if your buds are wispy.
Right.
If your buds are super thick, you put big colas in there, you're going to be definitely hitting some extra time in there. But it's all about monitoring the stem. And then you go
the stem is the focus, process. Exactly. The stem is the focus with this method.
Exactly. And then we get to go into the curing process, and that can be whatever we choose. It can be Grove bags. It could be mason jars. It could be sea vaults. It could be absolutely anything we want to choose. But that's when the moisture gets equalized, let's say. It's not even about bringing it back. It's there. It needs to equalize. And regardless of what drying process you use, that is the goal when you cure. If you hang dry, you hang dry until the outers are crispy. You put it in a cure and it comes back to this outside. This is the same process. But you're giving a small home grower like me consistency in what I'm doing, and know that when I chop that plant, I'm going to not have to have an entire tent set up with extra fans and all this, that I can cut. Right. And if my plant's too big, I'm going to cut what I can. I'm going to leave that plant in there growing. I'm right. going to cure that. And then I'm going to cut that, and I'm going to have a multiple harvest. So not only does this dryer give you a quick dry and into your curing process, it gives you an ability to do multiple harvests on your plants. You can do buds grow.
I call that staggering the harvest. There's a lot of growers out there that have, you know, they have an Herbs Now dryer and they can't usually fit all the plant work in there. So what they'll do is they'll stagger the harvest. They'll go in, they'll take some of the top colas, they'll dry, they'll let the bottom stuff continue to grow, and then come back and get it later. Guys, it's always been dry then cure, dry then cure. That's what we hear. And for some reason over the years, you know, the drying process got twisted into a drying and curing thing. And, you know, it created a lot of issues with a lot of growers. And I wanted to draw a line in the sand, Shadow, and say, look, this is what a perfectly dried bud should be right here. And I drew a line in the sand and I said, this is where we're going to begin. And this, once the bud's dried, you can begin your curing once you've entered this point, this realm of, you know, the stem. The focus when we use this method is the stem, not the outside of the bud. There's a lot of people, a lot of growers, they use this Herbs Now for the first time and they still want to hang on to the typical traditional hang drying methods. They want to watch the bud and try to hang dry with the dryer. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. It's like a completely different process. You don't want to try to combine the traditional slow and low with the Herbs Now. It's just not going to work because you're going to freak out. You're going to say it's drying too fast and, you know, and you just want to go into using the Herbs Now dryer when you get it for your first time, if you decide to purchase it, with an open mind, wipe the slate clean. I have an excellent set of instructions inside the dryer to follow along with, and I am always available. Shadow, I have literally coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of growers on how this method works. And some of the questions are simple and some of them are more, you know, this or that, but everybody has questions that need to be answered. And I will be here for you to answer them because I want you guys to succeed. The most important thing to me is that you get higher.
Yeah, man. Like you have great customer service, bro. You are consistently always working with each grower and making sure they are on point with knowing what they got going on with your drive.
Oh yeah.
On Instagram, did you win a blind taste test?
Yeah. Yeah, there was
That's awesome.
Shout out to EZ. He did a test. He had a can of Troll and he had my Herbs Now dryer. And this has been done. This is just one example. To my knowledge, there's at least over a half a dozen side-by-sides that's been done, Herbs Now versus can of Troll. Yeah. Easy got the can of Troll and he got very upset because he ran his product through. It didn't smell good. He called the company. They gave him bad customer service. And he was on a mission at that point. He was like, listen, I am going to show what's going on here. So he dried bud in the herbs now. Then he dried bud in the cannitrol, and he sent it out to several, I think at least 10 growers. So 10 growers got bud that was, you know, labeled either one or two. They were allowed to smoke it and then report back to Easy. And it turned out that we had 7 out of 10 growers chose the herbs now joints over the cannitrol, which, guys, this is the truth, okay? And my first interaction with cannitrol was in 2021, where a grower reached out to me, and he is an herbs now user. And he said, Scott, he goes, I love your dryer. I love it. The buds come out awesome, but I got this cannitrol and I'm going to put it up against it. And I didn't know nothing of it. I was like, all right. I says, let's tell me about it. He told me about it. I went to the website. I looked him up. And after reading their website, I quickly knew that the temperatures that the machine operated on is not going to give the best end results. So he said he'd get back with me in about 10 days. And, you know, I was a little nervous. You know, I never heard of this machine. I didn't know anything about it. I just knew my testing and I knew what I knew. So 10 days later, he reaches out to me and I'm like, man, I was just about to reach out to you. What's going on? How'd it turn out? He goes, Scott, and I quote, I really wanted this thing to work. I really wanted it to work. I thought the buds were going to come out awesome, but your dryer blew it out of the water. It blew it out of the water. There's not even a comparison in the aroma and the end result. And I was like, really? He goes, oh yeah, bro. And on top of that, he reached out to Cannitrol and said, hey, I'll pay for the laboratory testing for the buds from the Cannitrol versus the herbs now to see what exactly is happening. And they didn't like that. They got a little riled up about that. They started giving them a lot of feedback. You know, it's got to be this, or you got to do that, and then you have to do this. And he's like, listen, man, if I just can't put the buds in your dryer and dry it and do testing, you know, forget it. And he let it go. But that was my first experience with knowing what the cannitrol was. And from then on, you know, there's just been more and more side-by-sides, and the dryer is coming out on top. It's simply because I took the time, I did the homework, okay? I actually did the homework, and anybody can do what I did. They can test the buds from a low temperature range all the way to a high temperature range, do the laboratory results, and see for yourself what the terpene levels are, what the potency levels are. Time, Shadow Strain, time is not on our side when we dry cannabis. Cannabis is a delicate flower. We all know there's volatile terpenes on it. And we want it to be dried in a nice, consistent manner so we can be on board with our curing. When you dry the buds in the herbs now, it's going to make you a master of the curing process.
Absolutely. I mean, every one of my cures, I go from using these grove bags to a mason jar. So why I do that is these things kind of allow any excess if I didn't get it all
vacuum
out.
Vacuum jars, bro? I'm going to have to hook you up with the vacuum jar.
Absolutely, man.
The vacuum it. When your buds are under vacuum, that is the only thing that is going to reduce oxidation. Oxidation, again, is a constant breath. So the only way to try to slow it down is to keep your buds in a low oxygen environment, which is a vacuum. I'm going to have to hook you up with some of these.
That's awesome, bro. Man. Yeah. Yeah, they look awesome, man. That's what I mean is there's so many things out there that are just misconceptions. And a lot of bro science. And what's funny about it is if you get the right people pushing that bro science, it will keep it going. And like the whole drying topic, that's why I wanted to get this out and kind of get this laid out for you, man.
Hell yeah, let's be knocking off these questions. There, we want to give them the truth.
Pretty good. Yeah, man. So I think we're going to go ahead and end this there. I think that was a pretty good show. I'm going to get this out to everybody so that they can know that, you know, the Herbs Now Dryer, that's just like absolutely something you should get in your arsenal of tools. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you haven't, yeah, and if you've been struggling to dry your cannabis, if you have been throwing away months of hard work, this is an absolute awesome way to retain all your hard work and all the energy you spent 4 months. You know, none of us have to lie. We know we're spending 3 to 4 months putting in all this effort to get like a badass product, and we want the best tasting, get the highest we can from our cannabis. And ultimately we want product that's going to sit on the shelf and last. And that's, I'm not a young pup anymore. I've been smoking cannabis for quite a many year, and I've watched it turn brown in my bags. I've smelled the ammonia smell, and I'm never going to have that again because of proper drying and going into the curing process, knowing that the dry has been done right.
Right. Right. That's what I wanted to bring to the table, Shadow. I wanted to bring safe, consistent drying. We need it in the cannabis community. We needed it. And anybody that watches this video, I want you to know I'm here for you. If you have any questions, you can email me, you can direct message me. And I will answer anything in detail. A lot of people don't have social media accounts, and I get a lot of emails also. So don't be afraid to email me. And, you know, if you need to talk on the phone, if you really need to talk on the phone with me, I do, in a special occasion, talk to people on the phone also so they can hear me. Because sometimes messages and emails, you just can't get that fine detail inside the message. It just doesn't, you know, resonate as well.
That is amazing, Scott. Bro, that is amazing, man. Like, your customer service is above and beyond, bro.
I try my best. And beyond. I try my best because I'm a grower. I'm a grower. And I know that being a grower, I know how you guys feel. So I want to give you the best service and the best answers that I can so you can succeed.
That is amazing, my guy. Well, guys, if you have any questions for Scott, you can shout them down in the comments. If I can't answer them myself, I'm going to pass them on to Scott, and he's going to get the answer for you.
Pass them on to me. That's right.
I want to see some likes.
I want to answer all your questions. I want to dispel all bro science. I want to dispel the myths. Hey, guys, cannabis has been on the down low for a long, long time. So a lot of these things, this bro science stuff that we do, it just caught hold and, you know, wasn't able to be challenged because everything was illegal. There was no laboratories back then, and we just had to go with whatever information was available to us at the time. So this is how some of these things, you know, grabbed hold and are still with us today. But I assure you, do not be afraid to put your buds in the Herbs Now Dryer. It will retain maximum potency, maximum terpenes and esters from whatever was on that strain's profile. I guarantee it. If it doesn't come out good in the Herbs Now Dryer, it wasn't good when it wasn't good to begin with. Fire goes in, fire comes out. That's the absolute truth. The dryer is going to be like a lie detector test for you, my fellow growers.
Guys, Scott is a small business owner, and I am absolutely sure if he could give you a money back guarantee on the product, the different types of special flowers you're going to be putting in his dryer, I'm sure he would, but he can't do that. But all he can do is
I'm not Walmart.
And all the thousands of growers that are using his dryer, that you see using his dryer, if you thought that they're just ruining their own crop, just to show you a content video of them ruining their own crop and then saying it's good stuff. That's crazy, guys, because you put your product in there, you're going to get great product out, man.
That's right.
So guys, like, I want you to like, subscribe. I want to see comments down about anything you have about this, okay? And always keep your passion for cannabis blooming, guys. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for watching, and we will see you again. Have a good night, guys. Scott, you got any final words, my guy?
Guys, don't be afraid to dry your buds. We have a safe, effective way to dry now in 2024, okay? There's no reason. If you're having trouble, you can knock it out of the park still. If you buy my dryer, I will be here to support you 100%. Now, I don't have any, like, money-back guarantees or anything, but if you like my dryer and you've been using it for a while, a year, 2 years down the road, the cat knocks it off the shelf, it breaks, something happens, you reach out to me. You say, Scott, my dryer is not working. You reach out to me, and all I'll ask is that you pay for the shipping. You send me the base. The base is the most important part. I don't care if it's in a fire and it melts to a glob of plastic. You save it because I will need that, okay, in order to complete the process of getting you new base and fixing it. So never throw your base away. I will be here to help you and keep you going.
That is awesome, man. Well, Scott, man, that is awesome, bro. Thank you very much for spending some time with me, shooting the shit,
absolutely,
and just talking,
man,
about your product, bro. Thank you, man. And guys, everyone for watching, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next video. Peace.